Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. I'm Anthony Davis. This is Explained from 5 Minute News.
Reports of his death, if they're true, and I have no reason to believe they're not, Russian authorities are going to tell their own story. But make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality.
Vladimir Putin's political opponent, Alexei Navalny, who crusaded against official corruption and staged massive anti-Kremlin protests, died in prison today, Russian authorities said. He was 47. Navalny was serving a 19-year sentence on charges of extremism. Apparently, he felt unwell after a walk, according to the Federal Penitentiary Service, and lost consciousness. An ambulance arrived to try to revive him, but he died. It said the cause of death was still being established. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Putin was informed of Navalny's death, and the prison service would look into it in line with standard procedures. The White House did not receive any forewarning from the Kremlin that Navalny had died ahead of the Russian prison agency's announcement. 2 weeks after taking office, President Joe Biden condemned Putin's jailing of Navalny. Meanwhile, Donald Trump never once mentioned his name, and still hasn't.
The politically motivated jailing of Alexei Navalny and the Russian efforts to suppress freedom of expression and peaceful assembly are a matter of deep concern to us and the international community. Mr. Navalny, like all Russian citizens, is entitled to his rights under the Russian Constitution. He's been targeted for exposing corruption. He should be released immediately and without condition.
Let's not forget that only recently Trump was asking the courts here in the U.S. for presidents to have total immunity. His lawyers claimed in court that he could have SEAL Team 6 kill his political opponents. Sound familiar? Trump has only ever advocated for the Russian dictatorship, siding with Putin at every opportunity, including his recent doubling down on encouraging Russia to attack NATO allies.
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You gotta pay.
And then there's the uncanny timing of Trump's confidant, Tucker Carlson, spending time with Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin to help him broadcast a Russian propaganda interview on Elon Musk's far-right X platform, where he lied about history and made the case, unchallenged, about his attack on Ukraine. In a post-analysis at the World Government Summit, Tucker Carlson claimed that leadership requires killing people. Within hours, Navalny was dead.
Every leader kills people, including my leader. Every leader kills people. Some kill more than others. Leadership requires killing people. Sorry. That's why I wouldn't want to be a leader. That press restriction is universal in the United States. I know because I've lived it. I've had a lot of jobs.
Couple this with the timing of funding for Ukraine being quashed by Trump and Republicans in the House, and it all starts to make sense. MAGA advocates for Putin, for dictatorship, and for the murder of journalists, political opponents, and denigrates anyone who doesn't stand up for the authoritarian leadership of Donald Trump. Alexei Navalny's imprisonment was a point of deep tension in the U.S.-Russia relationship. Joe Biden said after his 2021 summit with Putin that he made clear to the Russian leader there would be devastating consequences for Russia if Navalny were to die in prison. In a social media post relayed from prison last month, Navalny said that since returning to Russia from Germany in 2021 following his poisoning, he had been repeatedly asked by fellow inmates and jailers why he came back. He said he returned to stand for his beliefs and that he was annoyed by the question, noting it reflected that Russia's repressive politics had instilled cynicism and conspiracy theories to such an extent that it made people reluctant to believe simple motives. "I have my country and my beliefs," Navalny wrote, "and I don't want to give up either my country or my beliefs, and I cannot betray either the first or the second. If your beliefs are worth something, you must be willing to stand up for them, and if necessary, make some sacrifices." Navalny said he promised not to abandon the Russian people and that by returning he fulfilled that promise. Navalny was seen to be alive and well in a Russian court video posted yesterday claiming to be on the 15th of February. He was energized, he was joking. If the date of that video is accurate, that certainly contradicts the claims made by the Russian prison in Siberia that he collapsed after a walk. The former world chess champion Garry Kasparov is among the Kremlin critics blaming Russian President Vladimir Putin and his regime for the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Kasparov, who left Russia a decade ago fearing political persecution, wrote on Twitter that Putin tried and failed to murder Navalny quickly and secretly with poison, and now he has murdered him slowly and publicly in prison. In a posting on Twitter, French President Emmanuel Macron hailed Navalny's courage and his commitment to democracy in Putin's Russia, where free spirits are being sent to a gulag, he said. Italian Premier Giorgio Meloni said in a statement that the death of Alexei Navalny during his detention is another sad page that warns the international community. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he was such a strong fighter for democracy, for freedoms, and for the Russian people. It really shows the extent to which Putin will crack down on anyone who is fighting for freedom for the Russian people. Alexei Navalny's wife, Yulia Navalnaya, blamed the reported death of her husband on Russian President Vladimir Putin and his regime, saying they are responsible for all of the terrible things being done to the country and predicting that they won't remain in power for long. Here in the US, Democratic Congressman Representative Eric Swalwell said on Twitter, "Let Navalny's death be a warning to America. If returned to power, Donald Trump will jail his opponents. This isn't a forecast. He's already told us this. There will be no evidence or due process, and certainly no opposition from Republicans in Congress." I'm Anthony Davis. Catch me on the 5-Minute News podcast, co-hosting Uncovered every Wednesday, and on The Weekend Show with Midas Touch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.